NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Wednesday evening, August 5th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, JOST divest Haiva's tipper body business in India to Belrise Industries. JOSTS has agreed to sell its Indian tipper body operations to Belrise Industries Limited in a strategic move to enhance operational flexibility. The divestment, expected to be completed in the fourth quarter of 2026, will not impact JOS revenue and earnings outlook for the fiscal year. CEO Joaquin Durr stated that this aligns with their long-term growth strategy, focusing on core hydraulic and tipping solutions under the Haiva brand.
Nowoo introduces NowSense 3, a completely rebuilt AI feed for more relevant real-time content. Now AG has unveiled NowSense 3, a revamped AI feed that merges various content sources in real time. This updated feed, built on Now's matured AI infrastructure, adapts to users' behavior and interests instantly, providing a personalized and relevant experience from the first session. Scheduled for a phased rollout in August 2026, NowSense 3 aims to enhance user retention and engagement, setting the stage for platform scalability.
Acceleron appoints Ravin Pillai Ramsamy as president of the service division. Acceleron appoints Ravin Pillai Ramsamy as president of the service division, effective October 1, 2026. Pillai Ramsamy brings extensive international leadership experience in industrial services, engineering, and M&A. Acceleron CEO Daniel Bischofberger expresses excitement for Pillai Ramsamy's appointment, highlighting his track record in leading global service organizations. Pillai Ramsamy joins Acceleron from Sulzer, where he currently serves as Division President Services. TNE sells two wind farm projects to private investors. PNE Group has sold the Wolfsdorf A and Kuhstedt 3 wind farm projects to private investors. With a combined capacity of 45 megahertz, these repowering projects will provide clean electricity for approximately 31,000 households per year. Operational management services for the wind farms will be provided by Energy Consult. This successful transaction highlights the value of repowering and the attractiveness of PNE's projects to investors.
Shelly Group invitation to earnings webcast call on 13th August 2026 on unaudited 6M 2026 results. Shelly Group, a provider of IoT and smart building solutions, will host an earnings webcast call on 13th August 2026 to discuss their unaudited 6M 2026 results. Co-CEOs Dimitar Dimitrov and Wolfgang Kirsch will present in English. Register to participate at Shelly Group's website. The company develops advanced technology for remote control and automation, generating revenue from cloud applications and having a strong international presence. Technic Infotech, pioneering scalable Android app innovations. Technic Infotech, a mobile app development company, is pioneering scalable Android app innovations to meet modern digital requirements. Businesses are increasingly turning to customized Android applications to enhance customer engagement and streamline operations. Technic Infotech focuses on creating secure, user-friendly apps that align with business goals and adapt to evolving customer expectations. With a focus on performance, security, and user experience, the company supports businesses in developing scalable solutions for various industries.
WRAP Technologies, WRAPS Schedules, second quarter 2026 results call. Wrap Technologies has scheduled a conference call on Tuesday, August 11, 2026, at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss financial and operational results for the second quarter. The company invites investors to submit questions in advance by email. The earnings release and related materials will be available on the company's website before the call. Participants can join the webcast or register for dial-in access through provided links. Beeline Holdings, BLNE, details vision for AI-powered residential equity and finance platform. Following the announcement of a non-binding letter of intent to acquire TYTE Car, the proposed integration aims to enable qualified homeowners to monetize home equity through everyday transactions, offering institutional investors access to real estate-backed digital securities. The company's plan to develop a wholesale distribution network and tokenized residential mortgage-backed securities roadmap during the LOI period.
Missouri IT provider shifts SLA metric from response to restoration. Missouri IT provider NOC Technology has shifted its SLA metric from response to restoration. The company now measures resolution time instead of first response within its service level agreements. Additionally, NOC Technology is granting clients unconditional ownership of their IT documentation throughout the engagement, allowing for seamless transitions and full visibility into infrastructure. Learn more about NOC Technology's innovative approach to IT support in St. Louis and surrounding Missouri counties.
Surgeon, payer, patient win, the economic and workflow advantages, positioning Gelerency as a new standard of care for knee cartilage repair. Regentis Biomaterials Limited advances Gelerency as a new standard of care for knee cartilage repair. With recent European regulatory approval for a next-generation manufacturing process, increasing production yield by 400%. The company's strategic focus on scalable manufacturing, surgeon training, and U.S. Phase 3 clinical progress aims to improve unit economics and deliver innovative cartilage repair technology to the market.
Azio AI Holdings, AZIO, is one to watch. Azio AI Holdings, a technology infrastructure company, recently completed a merger and rebranded to AZIO. The company secured a $27.90 million AI infrastructure agreement with Power Champion Investment Limited, expandable to $100 million. Additionally, Azio signed a master services agreement with AT&T for fiber connectivity at its Texas AI platform. With a focus on AI data centers and high-performance computing, Azio is poised for growth in domestic and international markets.
Rock Breaks, LeFleur Minerals Inc. expands project holdings in prolific Abitibi Belt. LeFleur Minerals Inc. expands its gold project holdings in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt by acquiring 27 mineral claims totaling approximately 701 hectares adjacent to its Mackenzie East project. This move increases LeFleur's land position to over 23,100 hectares across 490 claims and includes ground with a historical Mariska gold showing. The company plans to explore this area through data compilation, drilling, and other activities, while also refurbishing its Beacon Gold Mill for upcoming operations. Purple Exhibits offers full turnkey services for KBIS 2027. Purple Exhibits offers full turnkey services for KBIS 2027, managing every detail of exhibit booths through one expert team. Key account manager Joey Bartman will oversee all Purple managed projects, providing strategic guidance and quality control. Purple's extensive experience in producing custom KBIS exhibits ensures visual impact and successful brand representation. Contact Purple Exhibits for complete KBIS booth design, fabrication, and turnkey services.
Network news breaks. Earth Science Tech Inc. ETST advances telehealth position through technology, vertical integration. Earth Science Tech is advancing its telehealth position through strategic investments, vertical integration, and proprietary technology. The company, with subsidiaries like Dio Consultations LLC and Las Velas Healthcare Inc., offers online and brick-and-mortar telehealth services focusing on wellness and direct-to-patient delivery, while also targeting the expanding peptide therapy market. ETST's in-house IT capabilities and custom technology infrastructure aim to enhance operational efficiency and margins across its divisions, providing a competitive edge in the digital health sector. Tech media breaks, why Boxable Inc. is one to watch. Boxable Inc. is making waves in the residential construction industry with its factory-built modular housing system. By streamlining the home building process in controlled manufacturing environments, Boxable aims to offer standardized, efficient, and cost-effective housing solutions. The company's innovative approach has garnered global attention, especially with its flagship product, the Casita, a 361-square-foot studio unit that unfolds on-site in under an hour. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/bxbbell.
CC CodeWorks H1 2026 freight data shows supply chains moving faster despite continued market pressures. Average order-to-ship cycle times dropped by 34%, indicating faster warehouse execution. Operators improved LTL efficiency by consolidating more orders per load and shipping 26% more volume while maintaining consolidation rates. Despite rising transportation costs, the logistics industry is adapting and becoming more efficient.
Tech Media Breaks Glue Holdings, Inc. closes $22.75 million public offering. Glue Holdings, Inc. announced the closing of its public offering, raising $22.75 million. The company sold 7 million shares of Class A common stock at $3.25 per share. With underwriters having the option to purchase more shares, total gross proceeds could reach $26.16 million. The funds will be used for general corporate purposes, including acquisitions and investments. Key board members and entities purchased $6 million worth of shares. Citizens Capital Markets, Roth Capital Partners, Benchmark, and Loop Capital Markets were involved in the offering.
Investor News Breaks, BOS, Better Online Solutions Limited, wins $1.90 million in air defense supply orders for electromechanical connectors from Israeli subcontractors. The orders, expected through 2028, reflect growing demand for air defense munitions. BOS is well positioned to support this demand, providing critical connector components for defense applications, highlighting its established role in aerospace and defense supply chains.
Greenland Mines Limited strengthens foothold, builds momentum through string of 2026 key moves. Greenland Mines Limited strengthens its foothold and builds momentum through a series of key moves in 2026. The acquisition of the Skyergard project, a palladium, gold, and platinum deposit in southeast Greenland, showcases the company's focus on becoming a significant player in the mining space. Additional acquisitions, including a rare earths asset, highlight Greenland Mines' transformation into a two-division mining company.
Gold's biggest headwind just reversed course. Is the price tide changing? Gold prices have been struggling this year due to various factors, including the war with Iran. However, signs are emerging that this trend may be reversing. With central banks increasing their gold reserves, the limited supply could support prices. Entities like Collective Mining Limited will be closely monitoring market developments in the coming weeks. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.